Hey girl bosses, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Girl Boss. This is your host, Zoya.
And this is your host, Lalana. So, if you guys don't know, well, technically a few days ago we started school, but when this episode releases, it's going to be like a week and something. But yeah, you guys get the point. School recently just started. So, how was your school days so far last week?
So we have A Day and B Day, and we had like technically two first days. So, and we've only had 2 days until now. So it was actually kind of great being back at school. I was so excited.
Yeah, it was
And
too.
I'm gonna be honest, I think I've like become satisfied to the level where my excitement is not as much to go to school anymore, because
Yeah,
now I'm
now it's
dreading the work.
now it's slowly like peeking in, like maybe I didn't
Yeah.
want to go to school.
Like as soon as you're in class, after the intro, the teachers are like, "Okay, here's the calendar. Here's your first quiz. Very soon. Here's all your homework." And I'm like, "Oh no, we're actually at school." Like the realization hits after.
I'm not gonna lie, like I like all my senior teachers. Like they're so peppy. They're like, I would say compared to my previous years, the teachers are more interactive, but I liked my classes my sophomore and freshman year. I feel like the group of people like that were in my classes, they were just I know this is so selfish, but they're like people I kind of knew or people that like they proactively like engage with other people. Whereas I feel like when you're in senior classes, like once someone sees a friend they know, it's like they don't talk to anyone else. So I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just the people I'm in classes with, but I'm a pretty loud mouth, so I will talk to people. But I mean, for me, it's not bad, but it's like compared to previous years, I think like the people in my classes are like not as, you know, up there, but the teachers are much better in my opinion. So it's like kind of evens out to good. Instead of leaning towards a bad or good side. I don't know if any of that makes sense, so I'm gonna shut up.
No, I totally get you. Yeah, I get that feeling. There's always some classes where like you know some people, but like they know some people, and I don't know, it's not the same vibe as it was before, because I feel like in especially 9th, 10th grade, a lot of the students are like getting to know others and they want to make new friends, because there's a lot of like middle schools feeding into this one large high school, so everyone's trying to make new friends. Whereas in senior year, it's like I know some people and like they're good, so maybe not branch out as much. And I think that's what most people think like, so it's a bit harder, but overall, I think it's been okay so far, so kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's like a few classes where I like actually like made new friends, so they're not that bad. Like art, I took art, so there's a lot of underclassmen, and I feel like because I don't know, even though I told them I'm a senior, they're like so open about it. So I feel like they were like really easy to talk to. Like I had no trouble. Like I thought I was like dreading that class. And then I had an AP environmental science class. I was also dreading that. But the people at my table were super nice, super open. So like those two were gone. And then honestly, I have at least one friend in each class. So I'm like, I'm vibing. But it's like they're not close friends, but it's like it's fine. I
It's
bother all the
fine.
time. So.
Yeah, as long as you can like talk to them during class and do group work together, I think that's
Yeah,
all like
like,
serves a purpose.
yeah, my biggest goal is because what I noticed my senior classes, a lot of the teachers don't care about grades. And I think that comes with being a senior because your like transcript and stuff is all finalized almost. So I feel like a lot of teachers are more like, let's make it engaging and like where everyone has a class talk. So it's not like freshman or senior or sophomore year where it's like only table work. It's like, I feel like this year's a lot of class work together. And I feel like one of my biggest goals is like, to actually talk during class discussions, because I feel like previous years, if it was a class discussion, I was quiet, but if it was like a table discussion, I was pretty loud about it. So it's like, I don't know. That's like one of my goals for senior years, to be like that annoying kid who talks all the time and answers everyone's questions.
That's so cool, and that's actually kind of one of my goals too. Just I wouldn't say I'm like I guess I'm not shy, but I sometimes shy away from just
Yeah,
talking,
like I
because I'm
have
like,
such a,
if I don't need to, I won't, you know, like
Like I have an idea and I raise my hand like slowly and then someone raises it higher and they say like the exact same thing I'm saying. I'm like
I
about to say
know.
it's like not the same thing but it's similar enough. Then I start like doubting myself. I'm like that's my answer's too similar. I mean
So
it's a
should
little
I
different.
say
Should I say it? And then I usually
it?
chicken out. But it's like yeah, I feel like teachers are pretty like even if you repeat someone ideas but you say it in like different words, they don't really care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Just I would
So
say just like do your thing, like whatever you want.
yeah.
Just like have fun too. It's senior year.
Yeah. But definitely, like, I'm looking forward to that. But, like, the only thing I feel like so far that sucks with senior years is, like, advisory. So what advisory is like, between our second and third period class at our school, we have, like, a, I think, 40 or 50 minute, like, break where we can do anything. And the thing is, a lot of my friends have, like, very different schedules. So some of them actually aren't at, like, the home campus for that school. For that period, so it's like my friend group's like split everywhere, and it's like gonna be so like
I know,
like I'm like one of the only people in my friend group that have all my classes at school. Like I like know like no one else. Everyone else has like a class at a different campus at least for one period.
Yeah, me at the CTE both days.
Yep. Are you gonna be there like during advisory though?
Yeah, so on B days, I have advisory, like, for, I mean, I have a CTE class second period, so, like, right before advisory. So, by the time I take the bus and come back on campus, it's, like, halfway through advisory, I think.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I miss, like, half of advisory.
Oh, not okay,
the
okay.
Whole thing. Yeah. Cool. It's still okay.
It's fine. Yeah, yeah. Advisory is really long. We have mornings if you ever need tutorials, things like that. So
yeah, we have mornings too, and
yeah,
it's always gonna work out.
Yeah, somehow, so. But like the one thing I miss most is freshman and sophomore year in the library in a corner. There used to be a pea colored green sectional couch, which Zoya and
it's
my
gone
friends.
Now.
We all would sit there every single morning, no matter what happened. We were always at that couch. And now that couch is gone. And now everyone is confused on where to sit because now there's those random plastic chairs there that no one wants to sit on.
Right? They replaced it with, like, tables and chairs like they have in the back.
Yeah.
And I honestly liked the sofas and the mini, like, I think they even had, like, a beanbag or...
Yeah.
I'm not sure,
like,
but it was
like
so
moving
cute.
Chairs.
Yeah, yeah. It was so cute. And we all used to sit there and stand around, too, and... I miss that a lot, to be honest. I don't know where to sit when I go to the library. I know last time I went, I think it was after I got off the CTE bus during advisory, I was just standing there with my friends and in like the back corner because we didn't know where to sit.
Yeah, exactly. Like me, Huda and stuff, we went one morning because I realized like no one went there the first 2 days of school. So like the second day, I just stood in the rotunda and like whenever like we saw people that I knew come into the school, we just like reformed our own circle like in the hallway and like just talked. Like the library was empty. But I was just thinking like when school starts, everyone just we just sit in the same area where we used to sit, but now on tables.
Yeah.
I feel like that would... Because for advisory, they said no walking in hallways.
Really?
Yeah, they said you need to go to either a common area or into a classroom.
Oh, wow, because all I used to do was walk in the hallway.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
My friends.
Either I would sit there or like walk in the hallway. But I'm just guessing like me, Harshini, and Ashvita, and like, I don't know, some other people, we might just sit there, like in the library, because I don't know. I don't like sitting in the cafeteria because people just don't have masks on, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I never went to the cafeteria during advisory before either, so.
Yeah. Or we could sit where those wooden tables are in the library.
Oh.
I feel
yeah.
Those were always, like, the senior tables, I feel like, in my opinion.
Like, the tall ones?
Yeah, like, maybe, like, we can all take turns, like, bringing a board game. Like, someone can bring, like, Uno or, like, cards. We could just play.
I always have cards in my backpack.
Yeah,
so,
I put a pack
I
of cards
do.
In mine, too. Because, like, during orchestra and we play... Because that's, like, you know, we have, like, free time at the end of class because we have no advisory right now for the first week of school.
Right. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's always nice to have something to play. I know even last year I used to carry around a pack of cards with me because you never know when you'll be free.
Free, yeah. But I feel like that's a fun idea. Like, we can relax from, you know, school, college apps, worrying about, you know, going to college, things like that. Like, it's a break. Like, just play with your friends and, like, chill.
Yeah, and speaking of college, I guess we should get into the episode now. But yeah, so in our finance series, this episode is going to focus on college planning, financially and college savings and everything. So yeah, let's get into it. As you know, me and Alana are both seniors and we're going to go to college next year. And college is a huge sum of money, no matter where you go. I mean,
it's an expensive
you have everything
place.
From like personal things to buy to tuition, books, supplies, sometimes even like housing. There's a lot of things to take care of.
definitely going off of like what Zoya said, like stationery, you know, and all that, and like average like textbooks themselves cost upwards of like around $100 sometimes. It even goes up into like the $200 and $300 range. Like that is possible, like, but the average cost is around $100 for one textbook for one semester in college. So just imagine throughout high school, if you're, I meant it's not high school, but throughout college, the amount of textbooks you have, just that simple cost will cost you over like $2,000. So if textbooks are costing that much, then imagine dorms. You're, you know, you literally are like furnishing a whole room when you have a dorm. You're going to have bed sheets. You're going to need stuff for your desk, your electronics, your new electronics for college, you know, clothes, transportation, food. It's all on your own now. So not only are you paying to be educated by the college, you're paying to literally live in your own place. So the money stacks up pretty quick.
I know. And on top of like tuition and stuff, I've heard some courses also have like their own fees.
Yeah.
So you got to be really those costs. I mean, I feel like it can get really overwhelming quick. And it's, like, really easy to say or, like, to not take care of, like, your finances and just kind of just keep paying. And then you just end up kind of mixed up and not having enough to cover all that. I feel like, I don't know, I'm scared that that's going to happen, but of course not. I'm going to try to take care of my finances like a responsible person, hopefully.
Yep, hopefully. And I've been definitely lucky because I do have parents who can help me along the way. But
yeah.
Yeah, but definitely, like, talking about what Zoya said, it can be overwhelming because, as we both mentioned, the whole list of costs do exist for college, but to, like, to help relieve that, you can start, you know, early college planning and saving in your own high school years, like, as early as freshman year. Some people start even earlier because their parents start their kids' college savings accounts and investment accounts when they're little, but it's okay if your parents didn't. If you're still in high school, even in early college, even in late college, who cares? You can start doing side hustles to start paying off, you know, those debts. And when it comes to side hustles, I'm referring to things like part-time jobs at fast food chains like McDonald's or Wendy's, you know, maybe starting a small business and selling items or merch. Even, I don't know, think of Zoya. If you're an artist, sell your paintings, make money. Even if it's little, it's better than nothing. Some people, they even opt out of doing a dorm and they commute from home. That is going to save a lot of money. So, like, doing all these side hustles and shortcuts would definitely help pay off debt, especially if you start off in high school. Like, if you start working, like, your sophomore year of high school, by the time you're out of college, you're probably working for 7+ years, right? So that's a lot of money you've probably saved up to help pay off the debt. So definitely side hustles are going to be very, very crucial in college saving, in my opinion.
Yeah, like, whether your parents are gonna support you or not when you go to college, I think while you're still under your parents' roof and you have like a part-time job or any kind of side hustle like you mentioned and you're making money, I think instead of maybe going out and spending all of it, it could be really wise to save that to pay for college, or at least part of your college tuition and fees. I think that can be really wise. And yeah, most people should opt to do that. I think I really want to get a job. Not now. I don't have time for it right now. But definitely, like, maybe second semester senior year.
Yeah.
Like, next summer. And I'm going to try to, like, save that money.
Yep, exactly what Zoya said. I have the same plan. Yes, I'm tempted to buy classy clothes with that money, but
yeah, maybe I'll spend like a tiny portion of it.
Yeah, like, maybe like for a new college wardrobe because Lilana needs it.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, like, save the rest so you can like use it for the future. And yeah.
And I feel like one way is, like, not just having those side hustles to make up with that money, but, like, if you properly plan and, like, note out where exactly you're spending that money, I think that'll help you in terms of debt, because it'll ensure that, you're one, your debt is not growing, and two, if you're, like, planning out, like, hey, I have $10K in debt for my dorm, $5K in debt for my food, then you can kind of see what you need to pay off first because you have your bigger amounts. And also, if you're, like, planning out your money, then you're saving more, so then you can start, like, you know, reducing those bigger numbers of debt. And so I guess the technical term for this is creating a budget. So if you create a budget, then what I'm trying to essentially say is you're going to spend less because you have a clear plan of how much you owe. So that kind of puts pressure on you to start saving. And then since you're saving, then you're technically earning more, and that technically means you can pay off your debt faster and more efficiently.
Yeah, exactly. No, creating a budget. I think we even mentioned in our last episode, when we were talking about personal finance tips, it's so important to plan early on and know what to expect when you start buying like everything you need on like a monthly or annual basis. Just because when you know what you're going to be paying for, you can like plan out how much money you'll need for that and set aside that amount instead of just going out and blowing it off and then having nothing later to pay for what you need. So, and not just that. I mean, sure, you may have money later, but I think it's really wise to create a budget and know where you're going to be putting that money later on.
It definitely. Like whether it's like a teacher on Excel or Word, I think it's gonna be very helpful. Let's be honest. My Excel skills, not wonderful. But can I create a budget?
Yeah.
Probably. Like it's very simple, I'm telling you. Like even
Yeah.
if you suck at these technology, bro, listen to me. Listen to old wise Lana. Come out, take a piece of notebook paper and do it on there. Like that is fine. That is if that works for you, that is totally okay. But just having it written down, super
Really
helpful.
helpful.
'Cause I don't like technology. I mean, am I good at technology? Yes, but if I could, I would do everything on paper. I'm gonna be completely honest. Like that's
Really?
how I roll. It's just
I
it's
have
there
mixed
for me.
feelings.
I can hold it in my hand. I can put it on my wall. I can put it in a folder. Oh my God, I love it.
But if you lose it, that's gonna be a problem. I
Yeah,
mean,
but.
technically you could lose it online too, but I feel like it's just safer
Yeah,
online. Like, you
I
know what I
mean
mean?
that's why like you can scan
Oh yeah, you can
those
scan
type of
it too.
thing.
That's true.
Yeah, like we have a very like it's like at my house we have like a scanner that's like a hair straightener. You just like scan the shape like
Oh,
that,
cool.
and it just like goes through the machine thing. It's like very easy. You don't have to do it through the printer or through the phone. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Or you could take like the artsy route and like create like a bullet journal or something.
Yeah, I do have a
And
bullet journal.
really? Yeah, like
Yes,
people
I'll
do that
show
for
you.
finance too. Show me that later. I really want to see.
Okay.
Because I know I had a phase where I wanted to do it, but I just was like,
I did
eh.
it like early freshman year, and then I did like the last month I did was January of like that following year, and I haven't touched it since. But I am proud to note that I went to the back of the journal and I had some personal growths that are listed, and
Nice.
I checked through like all of those, so that is wonderful.
That is amazing.
Yep, I'm happy
Really
about
nice.
that. But
Yeah, so
okay,
motivating and
back on
inspiring.
topic.
Back on topic.
Creating a
However you want to
budget.
keep track of your finances or create a budget, do it. I think there's a lot of apps too to help with
There
that.
is, yeah, there are some apps actually. We can link. We actually, as I mentioned before, we're gonna release a pamphlet, so we will make sure that all these resources are on there. So we'll definitely link apps and things like that. So go check that out when that comes out.
Yes.
Yes.
And by the way, not sponsored, especially because I can't think of any right now.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah.
There's definitely a lot of apps. Like even like this is a little off topic, but like for taxes, not just like not just budgeting, like taxes, financial planning, real
Investing?
estate, investing. There's
Yeah.
like a bunch of apps. Like even accounting, there's like very go to easy apps. So like even portfolios, like apps can help you create a financial portfolio. So there's like a bunch of apps. So if you're a little confused, always go check out those services and apps. They are probably very helpful as long as obviously. So you give them consent. I think that's like a great way. But anyways, getting back on topic, as me and Zoya were mentioning, even though we did a bunch of loops with a bunch of other things, creating a budget is important. That was the final note. Because if you have a budget, then you have a plan, right? And so I feel like oftentimes what happens is you go to college, you become overwhelmed with all your finances, and you tend to put things off or blow off your money towards what you seem as in the moment better investments, such as going out with friends for a 3-day vacation versus when you could have used that $5,000 to pay off a $10,000 debt like halfway, right? So I feel like just creating a budget, you kind of know like, hey, I can't come on this trip this time, maybe next year. The budget kind of keeps you in like a organized line. And I feel like when you have a budget, you know where you can spend money and where you can't. And I feel like one big place that a budget would play a role with is just simple college stationery and materials. For example, take textbooks. As we mentioned earlier, they cost like literally 100 and something a piece, like on average. Mm-hmm. So why do you need a brand new one? You know you have a budget. You know you could only spend $500 on textbooks, for example, like no exact numbers. Then you can go and buy secondhand textbooks. You can ask to borrow one from an upperclassman. You know, there's so many different ways, you know, that you need to just, I feel like, connect with other people and find more opportunities to get things cheaper. I know it sounds bad in a little way, but it's people do sell. Like, I give away my stuff. I give away my free stuff, like books, for free, but I know a bunch of people, like seniors, who sell their books to younger kids in high school, because, you know, the books are like barely used. But, you know, if you're gonna give someone like 50% off, they'll obviously buy your book, right? Mm-hmm. Because you don't need it, so you might as well make somewhat of a profit from it. So, you know, like, any type of books that you can get secondhand usually will save you a lot of money, and that's from personal experience, because I shop at half price books.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that too. I really like half price books for like the novels we read at school, because they're annotated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of textbooks that you can sell there, or like you can buy from there. And there's, like, other websites online, I know. I think eBay is also pretty popular for, like, secondhand. You can just put it up when you're done with it, done with the course. And I think there's always going to be people ready to buy it if it's a little bit cheaper. Because I feel like nobody wants to spend money on textbooks. Even if you have the money, maybe you can put it to use somewhere else. And buy, like, a discounted textbook. That's always really useful. And while we're talking about discounted things, I think one really important thing to also look for is for student discounts. A lot of like companies, shops, stores, they have student discounts for like college students. So I think like a certain amount off every time they purchase, or like they have special seasons where they have seasonal discounts. Or like, I think Apple has this one thing where like you get free AirPods if you purchase a discounted MacBook. That. Yeah, something like that. So there's always something going on, especially in these big companies. And I know there's like apps and stuff where they like show you what discounts are going on for students. So
yeah,
really helpful. Like,
I know Samsung has like big student discounts. Even I know this is supposed to be a college savings, but even for high schoolers, there's an app called Unidays. So a lot of clothing retailers like H&M, American Eagle, Rue 21, Shein, they have like a lot of student discount coupons on there. So like even for high schoolers, there's like saving ways. So if high schoolers get like 20% off of clothing, imagine how much savings you're probably going to make if you use student discounts as a college student.
Yeah, definitely. I'm literally writing down Unidays because I'm going to go check it out now.
Yes, I use it. It's trustworthy. Yeah.
Thank you for the little
I got it like freshman year, but I like never used it because I like was so skeptical. But this past summer, I was like, screw it. Because you can't, the problem with that is you can't stack, I think. I'm not really sure how it works. Because I used it like once or twice, but it's helpful for, clothes.
Oh, nice. I think I've also heard of one called Student Beans, but I'm not sure if it's like for high school or not. But yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's
for sure.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, other than like, of course, planning's a big thing, and making sure that you're trying to limit your spending on things you want and more getting discounts on things you need. That way you're saving more money that you can try to pay off your tuition or any debt that you have for maybe getting student loans for college. Although it's more important to like avoid student loans for college. I know sometimes it's like inevitable to get a student loan and try to pay it off. But yeah, by saving on these small things, you can try to pay off those loans and your debt faster and get rid of it. So as you're going out of college, you have less to pay off, and you can actually like, start building your life, live more independently. But yeah, while doing all this, I think when you go into college, you're starting to become an adult. It's an important time to like make all your accounts. I think that's when most people open like credit accounts, debit accounts. Yep. And while you're doing that, limit credit card use. I think we have a whole like episode or two on that.
Yes, we do.
It's so important. And on top of that, create savings accounts, because as you're spending less and trying to get discounts and everything, make sure you're also saving, because you never know if you'll ever need that money for like an emergency, or just save to pay off your debt. I'm gonna be honest, but if you have any.
And as Zoya mentioned, you know, saving for emergencies, there's actually a thing called an emergency fund, which for some reason a lot of people do not put money into. But what it basically does is, if you have, like, let's say a medical emergency or something, an emergency fund is when you can immediately withdraw money from that. So it's like saved just for those emergency like situations. Whereas a savings account, you're like, you know, if I had a savings account, I'd be like, it's in my savings, I can use it. But if it was in my emergency, I'd be like, uh-oh, what if I actually have an emergency? So I would keep it. So I feel like building an emergency fund as a college student is very, very helpful. Because if you really, really need to pay something off, you can start pulling from there. Or, you know, it's just, I feel like a very strong-willed savings account in another way, because you're not inclined to pull money out of an emergency fund because you know you're it's really important to have. So I think that's like a if you are fortunate enough to not have to be able to pay debts, rather than putting things in savings account, you know, saving it for emergencies in your emergency fund, I think would be really efficient. But another way is, let's say you're even more fortunate and you have, or you're very smart with your money and you have money in your emergency fund already. Well, then take a little bit of a risk and start investing that money. Because let's say you're in college, you're working. Yes, you're making money. Yes, you're saving. Yes, you're putting things in emergency fund. But you can make that money make its own money. You can make that money become a passive income. So you can do that by like investing it. So you can turn $1 into like $10. And so it's just growing on own, and especially since you're already at the stage where you're secure with an emergency fund and savings account and a job, I think investing is like a very safe opportunity for someone who's like that. And so if you're investing, that also means you're earning money to be able to potentially pay off debts you have.
Yeah, maybe start with like low risk if you really are scared of like losing all your money, because I know as I think new adults, I would kind of be scared too if I had a lot to
pay off.
So I guess it's a personal choice, and you should always assess how well off financially you are at the moment. It also I mean, I know a lot of college students also have like jobs, like their own jobs, so, or part-time jobs. So assess how much you're getting, how much you're paying, and you know, make wise decisions, because that's what money is all about. Make wise decisions for yourself, not based on what others are doing.
Definitely. And as Zoya mentioned, like, people tend to get, you know, overwhelmed, like, if you have a lot of debt. So I think that brings up a really good point, that if you're facing debt, create a plan to pay it off as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Even if that means you cannot eat out for a month, but that means you can pay 20% of your debt, do it. Like, that is probably going to be one of the financially smartest decisions, is to pay off debt as fast as you can if you're in the financial situation to be able to. If you're not, like, let's say obviously your living priorities such as food, house, and rent do come first. But if you can live in a cheaper apartment, then go ahead and do that. Who cares if people think you live in a cheaper apartment? Like, you don't need a 3-bedroom luxury apartment as a 23-year-old.
For a while, it's fine.
Yeah, like, if you had debt, like, I feel like that's a big priority to pay off. You know, even, like, if it's something that you feel like you need to pay off immediately, you can apply to things like grants. Or if you're in high schooler and you're thinking early, you can apply for scholarships to avoid student loans and debt. So there's like a lot of places that do help. So do not feel overwhelmed, but rather start planning, taking action, and like with scholarships and grants, and try to reduce, I feel like, that debt, which I feel like a lot of people, you know, when you're overwhelmed, I'm telling you, sometimes when I get stressed, it's, trust me, it's bad.
I turn into
Dora who lost her backpack. Let's leave it there. Okay.
That's such a cool analogy. I would never think of it that way. But yeah, I'm so glad you brought up scholarship. Because yeah, if you're seniors like us, or even like juniors, start looking at scholarships. For sure, seniors, they're really helpful. Apply to some. Research for especially local scholarships, I would say. Because they're less competitive. And yeah, good luck with all of that, and I hope this episode helps for anyone who's going into college or are seniors like us, or, you know, helps in the future, or just had fun listening to this episode.
Yep. So I do know that we, like, just went over, like, basic points, like, you know, doing side hustles, having a budget, buying secondhand items, doing discounts, scholarships, and paying off things as fast as possible through, like, investments and emergency funds. I know those are very, like a few of the basic points we mentioned, but the reason that me and Zoya picked those out versus rather boring you guys with stats was because all these key fundamentals is what will make the change ultimately. If you can process and apply these in your daily life, that's where the change is going to happen. Like, for example, like, okay, sorry, I know the episode's going long, but I just can't help myself with another hypothetical example. Let's say you have a budget and you know you have to pay $200 off, but you created a plan and you realize you're going to have actually $300 left. So then you know you can pay off that $200 of debt, so you have $100 left. Well, in that case, yeah, you can spend it on other things like eating out or going to movies. But what do you think a wiser decision would be? Probably to start investing it or saving it in a savings account in case if you have a future debt, something in the future that you can pay off, right? So just like those tiny little details of just remembering that I have a budget that I need to look, that I had debt that I need to pay off, but I also have a plan of investing. Like, just having those bullet point fundamentals in your head will help you make sure you're financially, like, you know, stable and capable, versus someone who doesn't apply these fundamental things will be more lost, I feel like, with their financial, like, ventures.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It is so important, and it can't be stressed enough. I feel like a lot of people honestly know all these tips at the back of their mind, but it's just they don't implement it. Yeah.
But like when it comes to implement, I know this is a little off track, but like never ever feel pressure to tell people your financial numbers or your financial stability. Like even like not even pressure, like just don't talk about it with friends and like other people, because that is very private information. I was always taught to keep it to yourself. That's just, I feel like, the most healthiest way. So I know this is a side tip, but the reason I'm saying is because I know a lot of our, like, listeners are probably young adults. So it's, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, they're pretty open. They're like, oh, I'm making this much. Oh, I have this much in my savings account. That's very personal information. So if you can, keep it to yourself. I know this is, it's, like, a little sidetrack, but just a personal thought.
No, yeah, great tip, definitely. Don't ever feel pressured, and I honestly don't think there's ever an obligation to talk about all of that. I mean, it's nice to, like, give each other tips. I definitely think it's something nice to talk about with the people you're close to. Personally, tell people about your financial status, especially if you really don't want to.
Yeah.
All like, right. Well, I...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, I was just about to say, that's something, like, personal, and I feel like keeping your numbers to yourself actually does help you save and plan, because then you're not comparing yourself with others, you know, and things like that. So that's also a very good tip for planning and saving, which all relates back to the episode of this, I mean, topic of this episode, college.
But, yeah, no, this was a fun episode, honestly.
Because it's a lot relatable.
Yeah, it's really relatable.
I'm silently crying in my head here because I'm like, I got to implement these things now.
I know, we're almost there. But yeah, hopefully you had fun this episode, and we'll see you again next week. Bye, hashtag.
Bye, guys.
Whoops. Bye, hashtag girl bosses.
Okay, I'm going to stop laughing. Bye-bye, guys.